Welcome to Mysteries, Myths, and Legends. I'm Taylor.
I'm Savannah.
Welcome to the show. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to ya. I can't believe it's 2024.
Yeah, it is. I think 2024, like, fits better for me. Like, in my mind, 2023, I don't know. Recently, I've almost written 24, like, a few times.
That's, you know, already. Psychopath.
Psychopath energy.
Yeah, I just actually wrote 2024 down on paper for the first time. I agree that the number sounds better, feels better, because I think it's even, and I like that. But writing it felt so criminal. It felt criminal.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I don't know. But, you know, we're all going to have to get used to it. Because it's 2024. Mm-hmm. But throwing it back a little bit. Because, you know, we've been gone. You've missed us. And we celebrated Christmas. And we went to a light show called Tanglewood. That was so fun. It was beautiful. One thing I wasn't expecting was I knew we were going to see things, but I didn't realize we were going to hear things. Like, there were sounds.
Yes. Yeah, effects. It was really cool. There was, like, bells at one point.
Yeah, it was so
with
cool.
With the lights that looked like bells. Yeah. It was really cool.
It was so, so awesome. And it was crazy. We ended up going, like, one late random Thursday, and then I drove by the same exit the next day on Friday. Y'all, the traffic was lined out, like, two exits, like, 2 miles. The line was, like, that's how long, on both sides of the road. And me and Savannah didn't even have one person in front of us when we went.
Like, yeah, we did not have a line at all.
No line.
Like, everybody just decided that, like, we need to go on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And wrong. See, now, knowing that, if I ever go again, like, I'm never going on the weekend. Because
absolutely not.
Yeah, mm-mm. Like, why would I?
Mm-mm. No. Absolutely not. But that was amazing and very fun. Love Christmas lights. I also saw a Cirque du Soleil show.
Oh my God. Yes. I think you mentioned it last time. Or maybe you just mentioned it to me. Oh,
no, okay. I mentioned that I was going. And my mind has never in my life. Oh.
I just dropped something. It's okay.
If Parm was there, she'd be there chasing it around.
Yeah. But,
no, that Cirque du Soleil show, I don't know if I've ever been more mind blown. It was literally under a tent. And it was on that day that we had the tropical storm.
Oh my gosh. So it was pouring down rain.
I was horrified. And it was freezing cold. Because I was I didn't even think
about that.
I was like, we had to park so far away from the tent. Walk in I was wearing white Vans. Because I didn't realize. I was out of town. Did not pack other shoes. Did not have any other option. They are brown now.
Oh, no.
I was ankle deep walking up this mountain trying to get back to the car. But regardless of that horrible aspect of it, the tent was dry and heated on the inside, which don't know how they did that. Don't know how they did anything. And nobody got hurt. Everybody nailed their tricks. And I'm just so confused at how those people are real. And I thought we were going to be sitting in the upper part, but in fact, we just snuck down and took some seats that nobody was sitting in and sat right up front. That was crazy. That. Yeah, it was such an experience. And now I'm really trying to go to Las Vegas to see the real actual Cirque du Soleil and not like the traveling one, just because I feel like even though the traveling one was amazing, I think like the permanent, more stable, like, building would probably allow for even crazier tricks.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I think definitely.
Yeah. Maybe 2024.
I need to go too.
I know.
We should go together.
I'm down. Vegas 2024.
I've been wanting to go to Vegas.
Oh, me
like
too.
Not even
since I turned
I'm not
21.
Even right. I'm not about gambling or anything, but I would do it a little bit probably, but just because you're there in Vegas. But I just feel like Vegas will be fun.
Vegas is a vibe. Like,
just for all the other things that are there.
Also, Vegas is really haunted. I have a future story coming up in Vegas. Yes. And it is haunted. which you wouldn't expect, but it is. And there's something else I was going to say, but now I don't remember. Regardless, yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know. It was the thought completely left me.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, yeah, Cirque du Soleil, 10 out of 10, would recommend, will definitely be going back.
Wow.
But yeah, I can't believe 2023 is over.
I know, honestly. I know. See, when we're recording right now, it's actually still a few days before Christmas.
Yeah.
So yeah, I do have some fun Christmas plans coming up. We have, mm-hmm. you know, some people in town that we don't usually see, so that's fun. So yeah, I mean, I feel like I want to predict what's going to happen, but I mean, maybe I'll just talk about it next week.
You know? What do you mean, like in 2024?
No, with Christmas and everything. Oh, with Christmas. I was like, maybe I was kind of going to be like, oh, like this happened during Christmas, but it's like, I'm not about to just
guess.
Make something up. Yeah.
Yeah. So we haven't lived through Christmas yet.
But, yeah.
We'll tell you what happens, I guess. I feel like my Christmas is going to be very anticlimactic, but that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
And New Year's. Okay. What are we doing? I don't know. Who knows?
I'm not really doing much.
But. Who's to say? Who's really to say?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Do you have any resolutions?
I was just about to ask you.
Oh, that. Okay.
That's exactly what I was going to ask. No, I really want to go out of the country.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Even if it's only very slight. Mexico.
I just got my passport this year, so I'm like, I mean, maybe I need to use mine too. We should go somewhere.
See, that's what I'm saying. All right, so check that. Write that down.
Okay.
Yep. I mean, you know, all the typical things, like eat healthier, be more active.
I have that written down too. It literally says all the typical resolutions, probably like literally. Be healthy, be more organized.
Exactly. Honestly, none of that's going to happen.
I know. It's like you think of it and then you're like, yeah, I'm definitely going to do that. And then you just immediately lose Mm-mm. motivation.
Yeah, no, my motivation is already gone and we're not even there.
So. Yeah, yeah. See, honestly, maybe I'll start mine like
we start it now.
Once winter is gone.
Oh, okay. See, that's a good idea. Because you know? Like, what are we supposed to do? Right. It gets dark at like 3 p.m.
Exactly. Exactly.
I know. I would say, and we're still talking like in the time before it gets lighter soon. So like, you're hearing mm-hmm. like seasonal depression, Taylor and Savannah.
Yeah, I know.
But when you're hearing this, it will be lighter later outside, at least.
I mean, a little bit. But,
I mean, it starts in 2 days from when we're recording, so.
Yeah.
Bless up, we're about to experience the shortest day of the year, and then it only mm-hmm. it only goes up from there, baby. So,
mm-hmm.
thank goodness. But if you would, go rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, please.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, how about we get into your first story of 2024, Savannah?
Okay. So, this week... I mean, I already sort of started talking about it, so we're going to just keep going with it. I'm going to talk about, like, the new year and, like, why we mark the beginning of the year as January 1st.
Oh, okay, good, because I have no idea why that is, so.
I know, like, I just, you know, had the question, and I was like, I'm just going to tell everybody on the podcast, too, so.
That's good to know.
Did a little bit of research.
Yeah, because also I know other countries do New Year's on different days, different months even.
Ooh, I do have. Ooh, okay, yeah, we'll get into it.
The story.
Yeah. So, yeah, like I'm hoping this is a fun topic for everybody. You know, I did have fun looking it up and everything, and it does get into some, like mythology a little bit too. Ooh, so okay. That's fun.
Perfect.
So, first, I'm going to talk about how March used to be the start of the year. Like, way back in the day.
I don't even know if I've ever heard of that.
Yeah, back when the Roman calendar was used,
mm-hmm.
There was 10 months in a year, and there was 304 days in the year. And
that math is not mathing in my head.
I know. I'll tell you what happened with that too. Yeah. So March marked the beginning of the year, and this calendar was put into place by the first Roman king, like Romulus, who
Oh, yes.
created Rome, I guess. So basically, the year started in spring, which, kind of makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I like that vibe way better.
Yeah, it's like the time of the new beginnings. Animals are starting to come out of hibernation,
The
and plants,
plants.
yeah, plants are starting to grow again. I feel like it should be the start of the new
I
year,
agree with Romulus on this one.
yeah. Like around Easter time, like for me, feels like the beginning of the year,
I
and
really
that's
feel
like
that.
around March and April. So I'm with them on that. So the months of this calendar, there's 10 months, and I'm gonna go through just like the names of them. So you'll recognize most of these. So it was March, which they also had like their that's like the English name, but then there's like the Latin name for them. So March or Martius, which was after the god Mars. April or Aprilus or Aprilius, which means to open. And then there's May or Maius, which is for the goddess Maya. And then June or Junius, which is for the goddess Juno. And then there are the months that are named for their like number order in the calendar, which also makes a lot of sense. So it was like March, April, May, June, and then Quintilius, Sextilius, and then September, October, November, December.
Wow. Okay, where is August? Sorry, I'm just hurt a little
I
bit.
told you there's only 10
I'm
months.
sorry, I just thought that my birth month would be there.
Actually, right now, in this order, I think it's Sextilius,
Okay. Well, fine.
the sixth month.
Ew, feels wrong.
September, October, November, and December, they are the same in Latin as they are in English. So
That's interesting.
that's cool. Yeah. I didn't see another word for them, so I'm pretty sure they're the same. So that's cool. And I love the numbering on these ones because, like, in our calendar today, the numbers don't make sense because, like, December, like that prefix of DEC, like
It's
that means
ten.
10.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's the 10th month.
Yep.
And September and October, like, oct is
Oct is eight.
8.
I know. It
So it's
messes me
like,
up
yeah.
every single time I write a numeric date
I
because
know.
in my head, I know what the Latin stem means and I know that is not equal to the number that it actually is.
Exactly. Yeah.
It
But
does mess
they
me up.
did once upon a time.
Well, it wouldn't make sense to do it that
At
way.
least the last 6 months, not the first four didn't, but So this calendar, as I said before, it had 300, what did I say? 304
Five or
days.
something like that,
304
yeah.
days. So, that's just not how math works, right? Like that's not how many days are in a year. So they kind of just like stopped at the end of the year, and then there's like about 60 days that are unaccounted for.
Okay.
They kind of were like, okay, we're done with this year, and then they waited for like astrologers to be like, okay, guys, it's the new year now.
Wow, that is really crazy.
So, yeah.
I don't like thinking about the time that, I mean, the fact that time is made up.
I know, I know. See, that's another reason I thought this would be cool to do because, a lot of the stuff we talk about on here is like
Yeah.
kind of stuff that's made
I mean,
up.
everything
But
actually is just made up. Every
I mean, that is
single
true.
thing in the whole
But
world.
it's like it's made up, but it's like it's real to
It is
us.
real, yeah.
So
It's real to me. It's that TikTok sound.
Right, yeah. So yeah, it's just so weird to think about. And honestly, if it was still like that today, can you imagine? Like, I think it might be good for everybody in a way, because we can have like an end of year shutdown and then just like, hibernate for 60 days or
Dude,
something. You know, it's winter.
capitalism would not allow that to happen.
I know. I know.
But like, yeah, theoretically, sounds great.
Theoretically, like,
I would
if
love a
we could have
hibernation.
kept that going, like, that would have been amazing.
I agree.
Like, I'm ready for it to start right now. But, anyways,
Same.
we
I'm ready
gotta.
for our 2 month hiatus.
Yeah, right. We
60 days
gotta
in
keep it
the
going.
bed.
So, in 713 BCE, which is
Wowzers.
before Common Era, I believe, yeah. So, 713, the second king of Rome, Numa, he adjusted the calendar that Romulus created and added 2 months to the end of the year. So he added January and February,
Oh, to the end,
yeah,
where
to
they
the
should
end.
be.
And January was Janus, and February was Februa, which is like, I guess Februa was a festival of purification.
Oh,
So
fun.
it's fun.
Shout out Janice, my car.
Yeah, honestly. We love Janus. And he also added a third month that was like a leap month.
Oh, a leap month is crazy.
Yes, no, literally a whole month that was like, oh yeah, it's here some years and not
I
other
feel
years.
like
So,
even the leap day is insane. So a leap month is just bonkers.
yeah, no, exactly. And it was called Interclarius, which just it really just translates to inserted month. So
Wow, they worked
there's
hard on
not
that one.
really, yeah, it's not really creative. It's just like, okay, this is our extra month that we have.
Nice.
So that lasted for a while, and then in 450 BCE, so I guess like what, that's like 200 years.
It's around three, maybe. But you know,
Yeah.
I'm not good at math, so.
No, you're right. You're so right. Like 300 years.
Look at me.
They changed it so that the 3 months that Numa added were at the beginning of the year instead of at the end.
Okay.
So that's when we changed it to like January is the first month. So yeah. Where am I here? So January was actually named after the god of new beginnings,
Oh.
which is
Janice?
Janus, yes.
Okay, I didn't even know that, Janice. Get into it.
So it does fit for it to be the beginning of the year.
In my
And
brain,
like,
I think January does work with one. Like,
well, that's just because it's always been one.
well, I'm just, that's why I said in my brain.
Yeah, I mean, true. Yeah, because honestly, in the previous calendar, it would have been 11.
See, it's still one.
True, that's true. So, like, that's really the only reason that they switched the beginning of the year to January, because it was named after the god of new beginnings.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's. My mind
So
is
he,
blown.
I right, like it all has to do with it all, like goes back to like the old pagan gods,
It does. It all comes back to
like
mysteries,
different
myths, and
gods.
legends.
Yeah,
Every
honestly, so
single thing.
true, so true. So he is the god of new beginnings, but also like these gods, like Roman gods and Greek gods, like they have like a laundry list of things that they're the god of, you know what I mean?
Of course, yeah.
So he has new beginnings, but also gates, transitions, time, duality, doorways, passages, frames,
Wow.
and endings as well.
Oh, interesting.
So honestly, like, why didn't they just put him at the end? But,
Listen,
whatever, I
who even knows
guess.
what they were thinking back then?
Yeah, I don't know. So yeah. So basically, like, they made January the beginning of the year, but they didn't like move it around. So, it's still in winter, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? It's not like they switch where March and January were, but yeah. I kind of wish they did that, but yeah.
What? Like, have
Have January be where March is, so then the beginning of the year is
I
in
mean,
spring.
I guess. But would they have done that anyway?
No.
Yeah, you're right, and they
Yeah,
didn't.
exactly. And another thing this messed up is the numbering of the months, like I was talking about before.
Yeah, I hate it.
September through December,
Yep, wrong.
they're still wrong today.
Big wrong.
So
Yeah.
After this change, the Julian calendar was actually created in 45 BCE. So this other calendar got about 400 years of use, and then the Julian calendar came along, and that got rid of that like inserted month and like adjusted the amount of days in the rest of the months so that we didn't need a whole extra month
Good.
sometimes.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Nice.
So we didn't have a leap month anymore. It's just like a leap day
Okay. I mean that we
in
can
one
deal with
month.
the day.
Yeah. So now we just have the leap day that we have,
It's a leap
that we
year.
still
It's a
have
leap
now.
year. It's a leap year, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay, cool. So yeah, that's what he changed in the calendar, just like the amount of days in each month, and then like got rid of that one. And then we get to the like Augustan calendar, which is pretty much just the Julian calendar, but like and like some people still refer to this one as the Julian calendar as well, but it was made by like Augustus, not Julius. So
And not
anyways,
Gloop.
yeah.
Sorry, I'm just thinking about Willy Wonka. Pfft.
Oh my gosh.
Also, I
Side
did
note
just
though.
confirm
Yeah.
2024 is a leap year.
Oh, cool. My TV at home, like when you connect to it, it's called Augustus Gloop.
Stop. I love
Yeah,
that. The
like the Bluetooth
name,
thing to
I'm
it. Yeah,
obsessed with
love
that.
that. Anyways, so yeah, the Augustan calendar, it was created in 8 BCE, which it sort of like kept everything pretty much the same. And then they did change around some of the month, like amount of days. From 30 to 31, or like 31 to 30, but like not really any giant changes. But they did change Quintilius
To
to
August because
Julius
what?
and Sextilius to Augustus.
Okay, yeah. I was gonna say his name's Augustus. It has to be the man for my
Yeah.
month.
So that's where we got July and August from
Nice.
Julius and Augustus.
Shout out Augustus for making my
Caesar.
birth month.
Yeah,
In this, what do we have, a Gregorian calendar? I don't even know what it's called.
yes, actually, I was just about to say we finally land on the Gregorian calendar,
Look at me, go Greg.
which we use today.
Yeah, we're still with Sir Greg.
So, this was introduced in 1582, actually, and it
Wow, that's a
was,
long time that the other one was the calendar
yeah, I
then.
know, yeah.
Wow.
It the Gregorian calendar, it only really like corrected an error in the, oh wow. This bullet point that I have here, it says it corrected an error in the, and then it just stops.
Oh, the suspense.
But what I'm gonna, assume I was gonna write there was that it, corrected an error in the Augustan calendar.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
So, it didn't really like change anything too big,
Makes
So
sense.
it was, yeah, it took a while for it to change over, but like, it wasn't a big change or anything. So there are four countries that do not use the Gregorian calendar today. Can you guess at least one of them?
Okay, the problem is that I have heard this knowledge before.
Okay.
So who doesn't use the Gregorian calendar? I don't want to be wrong.
Okay.
So I don't know. I don't.
Can you? Okay. Can you guess?
Can you give me a continent?
I was gonna say, can you guess like a continent?
Oh, Antarctica.
Or like, what'd you say?
Antarctica.
Wrong.
I just really thought that one would be.
So the four countries are Ethiopia, Nepal, Iran, and Afghanistan.
Hmm. That's interesting. I think I definitely knew Ethiopia, forgot about that, and Nepal, because I think they're really close to each other geographically. Mm-hmm. But we all know that I'm challenged with that, so maybe not. But the other two, I don't think I had any idea that they didn't use the Gregorian calendar.
Yeah, I honestly didn't know about any of them. And honestly, for some reason, I thought that more countries didn't use it, you know?
Oh, really? What calendar did they use then?
Well, okay, so there are, like, a few countries that use the Gregorian calendar, but they also use their own.
Okay.
So, like, their own country calendar.
What does that mean?
So, for example, India, Thailand, and Japan all have their own calendar, but they also use the Gregorian, like, side by side. And Japan, their calendar is different because theirs starts with, like, the year has to do with the emperor, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's, like, country specific for them.
Okay.
Because it has to do with their emperor.
Okay. I guess that makes sense.
But they use, you know, they use a Gregorian calendar too because it's actually known as the world's civil calendar, meaning it's like the one that we use for administrative purposes around the world. So if you see a date that's like in the news or something, you're supposed to put that, you know?
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, so that's why, like, some countries use two, because they're like, okay, for, like, our own country, like, this is what we're using, but in, like, when we're working and stuff, this is what we're using, which might get confusing, honestly.
That's what I'm saying. I can hardly handle my regular one singular Gregorian calendar.
Right.
And I can barely handle that. So I can't imagine having to deal with two at the same time.
Yeah, and honestly, I think that's why when you were saying that some countries don't celebrate, like, New Year's Eve and stuff, like, celebrate the new year on January 1st, it probably has to do with that because it's, like, they're going to celebrate with their own country's calendar, and when it passes to the new year in the Gregorian, they're just like, oh, it's just a new year, like, whatever, you know? Yeah,
mm-hmm. No, that does actually make a lot of sense.
Yeah. Because I think...
I was thinking specifically about the Chinese Lunar New Year is what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Which obviously is just going off the moon, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. See, that's another thing. So, I believe... See, I should have written this down when I started this whole thing. But the first calendar that I talked about with the 10 months... had to do with, like, it was lunar.
Oh, of course. I mean, that's how they told the time that was with the sun and the moon.
Literally. Yeah, but now, like, the newer one is solar, I think.
Oh, yeah. That's what
so
it is.
So it's like...
That's what it is. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. So...
That's very interesting. Yeah,
the more you know.
You know what? That actually kind of does make sense. Ooh. Okay, let me throw out a theory real quick, because that just brought something to my brain.
Okay.
What if the reason... Now, this is a crazy... This is a crazy theory, okay? Just please stick with me. What if Greg made the Gregorian calendar, or whatever, whoever it was that switched it from the lunar to the solar calendar, did so because each planet has a different number of moons. You know, we have one here on Earth. Mm-hmm. But what if they did it for the aliens? Because you just said we needed, like, a whole country, like, you, like, worldwide time. That's why we all use, like, we collectively agreed on the Gregorian calendar, right? Stay with me.
Yeah.
What if people know that there's aliens out there and they're like, since every planet has a different number of moons, let's go based off the sun. Because everybody can use the sun as reference.
So you're saying the other planets can use it too?
Yes.
But they can't because it's like I.
Oh yeah.
The
yeah,
time the it time. Takes the Earth to get yeah. around the no, you're sun. Right.
See,
so yeah. other planets go faster or slower yeah. around the sun.
It, see, it was a working theory.
No, I totally get you. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It was. I mean, it started off pretty strong.
Like, yeah. You know, I thought yeah. I had. I thought I was on something there, but maybe not.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyways, I just have a little bit here to end with. So, today we used a Gregorian calendar, and it starts with January 1st as the beginning of the new year. And to me, having the new year in winter has always seemed like a little bit off. And it's like, I still would rather, like I said this before, said it in the beginning, I would rather have it start in spring. And then, like, I'm even saying that I might start my resolutions in spring. Yeah. And then I would feel more motivated.
Yeah, we're know? Making, we're creating our own. This is the Taylor and Savannah calendar.
Yes. We're just,
New Year's yeah, actually, this is not the New Year's episode, actually. It's coming in March.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Yeah, we're going to mark our new, our own New Year. So yeah, that is a little bit of history on the calendar and why we have January 1st as our new year. So,
listen, honestly, I love that story. I just have such a question that I think has always bothered me. And you're not going to have the answer to this, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Why, in the Gregorian calendar, can we not have every single month have 30 days? Or at least most of them. Well, why is February so big? Why are 31 days, has September, April, June, and November. Why? I think we could all just have 30 days. I'm pretty sure that math works out. But then again, yeah, I do think it is based on the sun. I suppose maybe. I don't know. I just hate February.
Well, if you... Okay. So, I just... If you do like... 365
mm-hmm.
divided by 12.
Not the math. Yeah.
It's 30.4.
That's what I'm saying. There would only be one day, one month that would need to be 31 days. And that would be like the leap day.
Okay, you're totally right.
I know.
I don't know. Maybe the amount of days. See, I should have looked into this more. Maybe the amount of days has to do with the moon and stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I don't know.
That's what I'm thinking.
Or maybe it's just nothing.
Yeah,
it's
maybe just, they're just like... Mm.
They just decided, we're just going to do it like this.
Yeah, why? God, why? They could all... We don't have to remember that stupid song every time I'm writing a calendar out.
I don't even know the song and I just look it up every time.
I only know the first half of the song, but that's what matters, as long as you know half of it.
I do know the song, but I always sing it wrong.
Mm. Can we hear it?
Is my issue.
Can we hear it from you? I want to see if you can get it
No,
right.
like I
just...
I. It's like 30 days past September, mm-mm. April, June, and November.
I mean, yeah, that actually is right. But it's 30 days has September, April, June, and November.
Oh, has. Okay.
Because they have 30 days.
No, you're right. You're right.
But yeah. No, I mean, you're right, though.
I've been singing it wrong this whole time. So.
The more you know. It just really bothers me that there's such different amount of days in every month.
No, you're so right. I was not even focused on that in my research. I should have been.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. I just have so many questions.
It's very informative.
Really, it is. And I would really like to make my own calendar. I would like to propose a new...
I mean, you can have your own calendar. Some people do it. They have two. So
I'm telling you right now. Let's make a Mysteries, Myths, and Legends calendar.
We could do it.
Oh, that sounds actually really fun. I'm not kidding.
And have our own holidays.
Uh-huh. I was already thinking there's so many holidays we could... Oh, all right. Future.
Oh my God, we can have a Mothman planning. Month.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Mothman month is crazy.
No, because like, you know, these months were named after gods and stuff.
Oh my gosh.
So we can name them after
the cryptid
creatures.
Trademark decrypted calendar.
Oh my God. Wait.
Hold on.
Guys,
hold on. Copyright. Wait. This idea is coming to us live on air. This is not good. Okay, but 2025 question mark.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
2025 on the Gregorian calendar question mark. Maybe you'll have a calendar from us. You'll see. We'll just have to
We're
see.
gonna have to, yeah, we're gonna have to put that into,
yeah,
I don't know, into the works.
We are. No, we really are. I'm literally quite literally writing this down in my notes, so I will not forget this.
Okay, good.
Because it's important, and that's actually a good idea.
No, so, it is.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, I know that was all so much information, and I loved it so much. And I just feel empty in my head. Just thinking about time not being real stresses me out.
Oh, I know.
And I have another story that's probably going to stress you out.
Oh, so, God. Okay, fun.
I guess moving on from calendars and moving into why, you may ask, my brain was so focused on aliens in that. And that's probably because my story has to do with aliens today. We are covering the legend of the Stephenville sightings. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I thought, you know, it's been a minute since we have done an alien story. So I was like, it's time. Start out the new year. New year, new alien story.
Yes, I love the alien stories. I've actually, I watched Men in Black and Men in Black 2 recently. And I'm like, I've just been on the alien, you know, vibe.
Wow, not Savannah watching movies. That's crazy.
I mean, it's not like the first time I've seen them. I've seen them multiple times. See, that's what I do. I watch movies that I've already seen again.
Well, I do the same thing.
Yeah.
I really do. But. Completely understandable. Well, this, you know, the Men in Black, they may make an appearance in the story.
Oh, okay.
Actually. So, this week, our story takes us to the small town of Stephenville, Texas. And it's located pretty much in the exact middle of Texas. So, yeehaw to that. The city is mostly known for its cattle farms and overall agriculture. And it's actually known as the milk capital of the world. Kind of like around town. Okay. So, there's lots
of
cows.
That just gives me Napoleon Dynamite vibes.
Oh my gosh. Okay, another movie that you've watched is crazy. When he does
the milk tasting, he like, yeah.
What a classic. Oh, man. I love, you know, not to sidetrack again, but I've seen him on TikTok lately.
Oh, really?
People, like, see him out in public, and they're like, oh, my gosh. And he, like, goes into the character. It's great.
Oh, fun.
Love that. Love that for him. But, yeah, so, yeah, Stephenville is the milk capital of the world, and I'm not positive that's actually true, but that is what they've always called it there. So, but that is not what it is known as today, and it was known as the milk capital of the world until January 8th, 2008. So,
oh, okay.
Mm.
We're coming up on the anniversary.
We are. We really are. So, you know, the town of Stephenville, along with the whole rest of the world, had just rung in the new year. The Gregorian New Year. So everybody was like super excited about life and all their resolutions, you know, all the typical excitement that goes around. And so, like I said, it's January 8th, and it was actually a really pretty sunset on this day. So there was a lot of people outside looking at the sky or tending to their cows, doing whatever they needed to be doing. And there is a quote from the residents. It's something that they all kind of agreed upon. So let me just read that quote to you. What they saw was faster than a speeding bullet and bigger than a Walmart. What a quote, am I right?
What? Oh my God, bigger than a Walmart.
Bigger than a Walmart and faster than a speeding bullet. So on January 8th, 2008, over 50 people in the town of Stephenville, including a pilot and a police officer, submitted reports saying that they had witnessed a UFO hovering over the community for about 5 minutes before streaking away into the sky. Dun, dun, dun.
Wow.
Mm-mm-mm. So, the pilot that I mentioned, his name is Pilot Steve Allen, and he saw this object while he was on top of this hill trying to clear away some bush, all that. He was just making room for some cows. And so, he's just out there, and he is with a group of people. They're all kind of just cleaning up this hilltop. When they see this enormous aircraft with a flashing strobe light, like, kind of all around it. And they said that the weirdest thing of all was that it was completely silent. Like, they didn't hear it come up. They just saw it and saw the lights.
Wow. Okay.
Now, this man is a pilot. Okay, let's not forget that. He knows the ins and the outs of flying. And at that time, to public knowledge at least, this technology was not common. And in fact, I would argue that I even personally in 2023/2024 have never seen a completely silent aircraft in my life.
Yeah.
You know, I hear planes, helicopters, all that. And they can go fast, but I can still hear them no matter how far away they are from me. So that's interesting immediately. Steve said that the UFO just sat there as if it was watching him for minutes and then sped away at what he guessed to be a couple of thousands of miles per hour. And you would think that maybe, oh, he's just exaggerating, like it was going 10,000 miles an hour. But he was a pilot, so I feel like he could gauge it better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like he was still probably like exaggerating a little.
Yeah.
But probably a more like scientific guess, I would say, in his brain.
Yeah, like he would know.
Yeah, right? Exactly. And I looked it up, and today a typical airplane flies around 600 miles per hour. So that's like triple is what he said. Triple the speed of a regular plane in 2023. So
that's crazy.
Yeah, big crazy. And so Pilot Steve said when the UFO was flying away, it flew, it started moving fast. And then he counted to two, so one, two, and then immediately two fighter jets were flying, trying to catch up to this thing. And he said that the UFO took off and like absolutely left these other jets in the dust.
What?
Mm-hmm. Like, the jets just had to, like, turn around because they was gone. And so he said that the UFO took, like, 5 seconds to cross a portion of sky that usually takes him 20 minutes to fly across in his plane. So 5 seconds to 20-minute ratio, that's a big.
Yeah.
But Pilot Steve, he was not the only person to see this. Far, far from the only person. Multiple reports came in, and everybody was claiming to see the same thing. And this actually includes law enforcement officer sheriff Leroy Gayton. And so Leroy, his name is Lee Roy, not Leroy. Let me make that clear.
Okay.
So I'm gonna call him. I think I got it. So Lee, he was walking to his car when he saw this red like glow in the sky. So he looks up, because he's curious, and that's when he saw this huge object suspended very high up in the air, and he was so shook that he called his son out to come and see it, and his son saw it too. And so actually it was Pilot Steve who went to Lee, because he was the town sheriff, and Steve was like, you know, here's what I saw, I don't know what to do about it, but it was like the craziest thing I've ever seen. And Lee, the sheriff, actually straight up told Pilot Steve to his face, he was like, I actually wasn't even going to tell anybody what I saw, because he was afraid of losing his position of power and trust as the town sheriff in the community. But once Steve came and told him the same exact story of what he had seen, he was like, okay, I have to tell my story, because I'm not going to lie.
I mean, I totally get that, because it's like, if you say something like that, it's just, it can be unbelievable. It's just too out there of a
for sure thing. For sure. And you're like, okay, are you losing your mind?
Right, exactly. And they would be like, well, now are you capable of having your position?
Exactly.
And yeah, so I totally get that.
I do too. I really do. But yeah, once like Pilot Steve and a bunch of other people came to him, he was like, okay, it's not just me seeing this, you know, it's a group of us, so people will believe us more. Well, that was his thought anyway. But of course, as you can probably assume, military officials were made aware of this, and they came back and said, all these people are liars. Like, okay.
I mean, but it's a group of them.
Right.
It's
they said
it's a group.
Basically, the residents of this town were letting their imaginations run wild. And the military literally called this an optical illusion.
What?
Yeah, their explanation was that basically all of these people were seeing a reflection of sunlight on two separate regular planes in the sky. And I'm like, come on. Come on.
Yeah, I don't like, buy that.
No. Also, the nearby Air Force, there is a nearby Air Force base to the town. And they were asked about the fighter jets because those were seen. Let's not forget about those. And because obviously, if you can imagine, it is looking like maybe the military was trying to also see what this object was, you know, if they were chasing it. Yeah. But they came back and said their fighter pilots did not chase anything down that night, and it wasn't them. Which, to me, sounds exactly like somebody is trying to hide something. You know? I'm just saying. I know, no accusations. I'm just saying that's what it sounds like to me. So, moving forward, 10 days after the sighting, UFO investigators start making their way to Stephenville. So there's this group called the Mutual UFO Network, and it's also known as MUFON. You might have heard of it before, unsure. But it's this non-government group of people who are really interested in documenting all, like, UFO stories and anything that has to do with aliens of any sort.
Okay.
So they go to as many UFO sightings as they can, like, around the whole world. And so they've, at this point, up in 2008, they had seen hundreds of different cases of UFOs, and they said that this specific sighting seemed to be one of the most credible due to the amount of people that saw it. So, at the time, this was kind of big for a MUFON to say, because even though they weren't government, they were kind of trusted by people. So,
yeah,
people were like, okay, maybe it really is an alien. Maybe these townspeople aren't crazy. I don't know. So, yeah. After all of this, this is when the town was, like, lit up with publicity. People from all around the world were calling to get stories for the news, and the news called it a UFO frenzy, like, literally, and they also called Stephenville the new Roswell, I'm like, okay, guys, Roswell. This, like, we're, this is a little overdoing it, if you ask me.
Right, because, like, they can't be the new Roswell when, like, I have not really even heard of this.
Right. Well,
you know,
that's what I'm saying. Like, I have not heard of it either, but apparently it was very big. And they also made these, like, shirts with aliens, and they became very popular. So, I mean, make money where you can. I get it. But, like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, moving forward to 2023. Netflix came out with a show called Encounters, and it's a docuseries, and in the first episode, it's called Messengers, and the whole first episode is fully about this story. And basically, I did watch the whole thing, and in it, they're kind of talking about how Stephenville is actually what they believe to be an alien headquarters.
Headquarters? Oh my god.
Yeah.
What?
Because
that's okay. Mm-hmm. Taking it back to Men in Black, the movies that I was watching, their headquarters there are in New York City.
Yeah, which that makes sense. But I mean, does it actually make sense though? I feel like alien headquarters would be in the middle of nowhere, cattle farms.
It could. Okay. I can see it being in the middle of nowhere or in a big city like that, because there are a lot of weird, like, there's a lot of people moving around in a city, and you're less likely to be, like...
That does make sense.
Like, things, like, a lot of things are weird already, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And people kind of don't get bothered by much, I feel like, in big cities.
That's true.
As well.
That's a good point. But also, there's just, like, far... I feel like having an alien headquarters in New York City is different than having, like, an alien slash UFO. Because if a UFO popped up in NYC, that thing would be on TikTok immediately.
Yeah,
but
that's different.
But since it's in Stephenville, Texas, a town that has, like, not even 20,000 people, I would have to imagine, like, that might not go as viral, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. But I don't really know if it's a headquarters, but apparently, through the research of MUFON, there had been reports of UFOs far back before 2008 in this town, in this small, tiny town, hundreds from different people all around and the surrounding towns as well. And then, and it goes past 2008 too. So these people are just seeing unidentified flying objects kind of all the time. But January 8th is the one that just so many people saw that it was undeniable.
Okay, that's getting a little bit suspicious.
Yeah, it is. And I'm thinking, okay, first of all, I have lots of thoughts. One that just popped into my head that I haven't even thought about, even though I did this whole entire story. One very stereotypical fact about aliens is that they like to pull up cows into their UFOs. Yeah. And I don't know really where that came from, but now I'm like, is it from this story? Because this is the cow town. This, you know, this is the milk.
Yeah.
Like, this is the milk capital. And I'll get to it later. You know, we'll shelf this conversation. Just remember this in the back of your head. Because there's more to that theory. But another theory is, like, could this just be the nearby Air Force base testing out new technology?
That is also very likely. I mean, honestly, it could be that too. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it just because I'm saying UFO, that does not necessarily mean alien. It just means we don't know what is flying in the air. So on the show Encounters, on the Netflix show I was talking about, they have this guy who worked as a Homeland Security consultant for the government. And he says firsthand, now this man, he's bold. Okay. I don't remember his name. I didn't even write it down, but he said that he has fully seen the government go on TV and lie straight. Like, he gets out of a meeting, right? They talk about whatever. They go to a press conference and immediately turn around and lie about what they witnessed. So he was like, it would not shock me whatsoever if aliens are here. They're probably here right now.
Huh.
So.
Okay.
So that's how, like, the show starts. He's basically like, yep, the government's liars. Which, I mean, I do think they were lying on about knowing about that. Because obviously, if the people knew, honey, they knew. Sorry, don't come for me, but it's just the truth. And I also think it's important to mention that some of the townspeople claim to have members of the government attempt to intimidate them to keep quiet about the sighting.
Hmm.
And while these people working for the government were not all dressed in black, it is surely giving the men in black.
Oh, okay.
So this one guy, his name is Ricky Sorrells. He was very well known in the community. And because he spent all this time outside on his farm. He liked to hunt, all this stuff. And so he actually was one of the people who had seen multiple UFOs before January 8th in this town. And that's kind of what he was known as, like, the UFO guy of the town. And they're like, yeah, he's seen them all.
They probably think that he's, like, crazy. He's, like, imagining all this stuff until everybody else started seeing this one.
Exactly. And so he also claimed to have seen it on January 8th. And he actually claims that he had his rifle on him, and so he was looking through the scope of his rifle, like, pointed it at the ship, but was just looking through it, you know, not trying to shoot it, if you know what I'm saying. Kind of like binoculars, if you don't know. And that he was able to see what looked to be a praying mantis creature inside. So now, that was a secondhand story I found, which is important. Because Ricky Sorrells claimed that the government were sending people to his house and intimidating him into not talking. He found government-issued bullets on his property that he did not shoot. And he was like, I think that they're trying to scare me.
Oh, my God.
And then after that, he no longer participated in any more interviews. He did do interviews up until a certain point. And he was not featured in the Netflix documentary. He would not answer questions, they said.
Oh, wow.
And he was kind of the biggest witness other than the police officer and the pilot.
Yeah.
Before. So that is interesting. But the question, you know, is, did the government intimidate him enough? Or maybe did he just get tired of telling the story? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
but
I
it's
don't
suspicious
know.
because I mean, this man was a UFO man, you know? I don't know.
No, that's definitely suspicious. I don't know. I feel like he could have been getting intimidated.
I know, and you know, I'm not trying to talk bad about my man Ricky, but like, Ricky, can you tell us? Because I know you're out there. I would love to know,
Yeah.
personally. So, anyway, moving on from him, there was this guy named Robert Powell, who was a nanotechnology engineer and UFO investigator. So he jumps on the case. He wants to know all about it. And because of his job and his background, he knew that per the Freedom of Information Act, if he requested radar data from the antennas around the town, he could get it. So that's what he did. And basically, he was able to see, using that data, routes of flying aircraft. And anybody can access this information if you request it, just for future notice, if you ever see a UFO, maybe. And so Robert Power, he explains that he was first able to track down the routes of the two fighter jets, which were F-16s, if you know anything about fighter jets, and that they were easy to spot because they were government aircrafts officially, and they kind of have, there was a bunch of plane technology I couldn't even, and just terminology that I couldn't even get into. But basically, they have like a tracker if they're government issued. So he was able to see that those were the two that were flying. And so that's how he was able to track down the UFO, because that obviously was not, it did not have the tracking like the other two did. And so Robert Powell actually was able to confirm that pilot Steve Allen and Lee Roy Gayton, like what they said about the F-16s and the other really big UFO, it's true. There was an object in the sky. So,
So they were able to prove it?
yeah, I mean, like, yeah. I mean, no,
Or
yeah.
just like verify
Verify. I mean,
that
yeah. Like, the,
like
not.
support his story?
Like, they're not lying about what they saw. They did, in fact, see something flying
So
and then
he.
two fighter jets flying after it.
Yeah, so then there's backup to the story. Yeah.
Yeah,
That,
so,
I mean,
I
that's
mean,
something.
listen, it's confirmation. So, and that is still public today. So if you wanted to see it, you could request it too. So it's crazy. And so the Netflix show, I will say, it is a little biased, pretty dramatized. I don't know how to say that word, but you know, very drama. But it doesn't lessen the story. And I think they actually did do a pretty good job of like giving the facts as much as they could. But just some of the interviews in the show are like, what are you talking about? Like, you know, honestly, just watch it and you'll know what I'm saying. Because I don't want to
Okay.
even get into it on here, but like,
How long is it?
I think it's like a little under an hour, like 50, 45 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, I might look it up and watch
Yeah,
it.
you should.
'Cause this is so crazy, like.
Oh, it's crazy. Oh, you should actually really watch it because, yeah, there's some of it's like crazy. But I do recommend it. It's called Encounters, and it's the first episode. And okay, so one thing that I think I forgot to mention earlier is, yes, I did forget. It was confirmed by everyone who like reported the UFO that it seemed to be seamless, which means like they didn't see any nuts or bolts or like screws or kind of anything that you would see that would hold together a plane today. And I think that's really interesting because like that's giving futuristic alien, because there's still nuts and bolts on planes today, you know? So that's weird. It's just a smooth exterior. I just can't imagine. I can't imagine that.
Yeah, I mean that is definitely weird.
Yeah. And okay, so also fun fact. It is agreed upon that the Stephenville sighting that happened January 8th is the most well-known and by far the most corroborated UFO story of all time. Yeah. And like I said, there have been many UFO sightings even before and after this day in this town. And some people believe that there is a reason for this. Can you guess the reason, Savannah? Why this town?
Why that town? Because of the cows?
Yes, you're right.
But oh, really?
specifically, people think that the aliens want to drink their milk.
Oh my gosh. They think that the cows from this specific town have the best milk.
Yeah, that's what they say.
They're just saying, okay, the people in this town are just saying that, so then their milk gets, like, bought no, I'm by saying, people,
like,
right?
Is this the Got Milk commercial? Like, okay, I'm picturing right, the Got Milk commercial with aliens drinking it, and they're like, oh my God,
why? Honestly, why was that never a thing?
Listen, I don't, you know, I didn't even look it up. It could be, but, like, if not Stephenville, get on that, because that's a good idea, okay?
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I just feel like, it's weird that the F-16s were chasing it, and then they lost it. That's almost undeniable to me. Even if nothing else in the story, like, what? Why were they chasing it then? You know? That's weird.
I mean, yeah.
Weird. Also, everybody's stories matching up without talking to each other. I mean, like, I know Lee and Steve did, but, like, not everybody else did. And everybody else's stories still matched.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
mm-hmm.
another point. And, you know, honestly, I don't know why, but for some reason, I just really believe this one. And I don't know. I just think that I don't know if there were aliens in that ship or if it were humans, but I do believe these people. And I don't know. But also, I don't know. I think it might have to be aliens, because what kind of technology is this? I still haven't seen this technology. And it's been nearly 20 years since this happened, so.
Right, yeah.
And then maybe it is aliens, but I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, it's gotta be, right? I don't know. It definitely also could be just military.
Yeah.
Because I feel like military does hide things like that.
They do. Like, they could be saving it for, like, a rainy day, I guess. But I don't know. I just don't know. I just feel like the speed of which it was moving is also undeniable.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go with aliens.
Same.
Just because, you know, why not?
Same. I think aliens too. So yeah, that is the legend of the Stephenville sightings. I don't know.
I love the alien stories. Cause I know. I'm just like,
me too. Oh, they now call themselves the alien capital of the world. Wow. Alien and milk.
Amazing.
Get your milk and your aliens here, ladies and gents.
That's so, oh my God, aliens and milk. They combo really go together.
A combo I never thought I would see, but I also love it.
They gotta make alien cereal. Oh my God.
Okay, stop. We're giving out way too many good ideas today.
You're right. Like, guys, no, you're right.
Don't take our ideas. Can't do it. Alien O's coming soon.
Oh my gosh, Alien O's.
Oh, yes. Well, anyways, go check out our Instagram to see pictures from this week. They'll be fun ones. We'll post a picture of a calendar. No, I'm just kidding. I mean, we will.
Yeah, or something. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, and aliens, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But Happy New Year, first and foremost, I suppose.
2024.
Let it just rain down on us, you know, all the good things. Only good. Coming towards us in 2024.
I hope everybody, you know, did their little
the grapes.
I was gonna say all the little traditions that I talked about last year.
Mm-hmm. We have not forgotten.
Gotta get your new year's superstitions.
Gotta do them. Gotta do them. Blow some cinnamon in the door. Mm-hmm. Hopefully you did them, because you know what, we're past the time.
Yeah, sure. I didn't have time to remind you. Sorry. Yeah,
sorry. Whoops. Hopefully you did them. If not, there's always next year.
Yeah, there's always next year.
But rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. But other than that, I suppose that's all I have for you guys this week. What about you, Savannah?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Okay, well, I guess we will see you guys next week.
Cue the music.